This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Curfew imposed in different areas in Kathmandu after Gen Z youth protest turns tense. The first National Women Prosecutors Conference 2025 kicks off in the federal capital today. And an Australian woman has been jailed for life with no chance of release for at least 33 years for murdering three relatives and trying to kill another with a toxic mushroom meal. Now the news in detail. Authorities in Kathmandu imposed a curfew in parts of Baneshwar and other areas in the capital today after a protest by youth identifying themselves as Generation Z, Gen Z, escalated. Many youths are said to be injured in the incident after the police fired water cannons and rubber bullets. The demonstration began earlier in the day with protesters demanding an end to corruption. Participants gathered at Maithikar and marched towards New Baneshwar via Babarmahal. The district administration office issued a curfew order from 12:30 p.m. to 10 p.m, citing the need to maintain law and order under the Clause 6, Subclause A of the Local Administration Act 2028 Bikram Samvat. The restricted areas cover from Baneshwar Chowk to west, from Baneshwar Chowk West to Everest Hotel and Bijuli Bazar Bridge, from Baneshwar Chowk East to Meen Bhavan, Santi Nagar and Tinkune Chowk, from Baneshwar Chowk to Iplex Mall and Ratnaraji School, from Baneshwar Chowk South to Sankhamul Downhill and Sankhamul Bridge. Key areas including the President's Residence, the Vice President's Residence, Narinhiti Darbar Museum and Singha Darbar are also in the no-go list. Chief District Officer Chabilal Rizal, who issued the order, warned that violators would face legal action. Generation Z, or Gen Z, generally refers to people born between 1997 and 2012, meaning most protesters fall between their early teens and late 20s. Three people succumbed to Japanese encephalitis in the district of Nawalparasi. The acting chief of the district health office, Pejraj Sharma, said that 74-year-old man from Bardaghat municipality ward number 12, a 62-year-old man from Sarabal rural municipality ward number 1, and a man of 50 years from Pratapur rural municipality ward number 1 died of Japanese encephalitis while receiving treatment. Likewise, district reported 9 cases of dengue fever in this season. The officials have warned that the dengue cases could rise sharply in the district. The 3 deaths were reported in the past 1.5 months. All 3 men who died of Japanese encephalitis had not received the vaccine against its infection. Meanwhile, the local government and officials have worked to search and destroy mosquitoes in view of rising cases of these 2 diseases. Japanese encephalitis is a transmissible disease caused by the bite of an infected Culex mosquito. This mosquito, medium-sized and brown with white markings on its abdomen, is active primarily after sunset and during the night. Its primary breeding grounds are stagnant water in paddy fields. The risk of infection is highest during the monsoon season. Symptoms of Japanese encephalitis include fever, diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, exhaustion, headache, fatigue, neck stiffness and pain. In severe cases, it may lead to epilepsy, paralysis, or loss of consciousness. The first National Women's Prosecutors Conference 2025 kicked off in the federal capital today. Senior Justice at Supreme Court Sapna Pradhan Malla inaugurated the conference organized by the Office of the Attorney General. She said it was encouraging to see 29.4% women making up the total prosecutors in Nepal, pointing out the need that they still require more women attorneys in the decision-making level. The 2-day conference has begun under the theme Empowerment of Women Attorneys, Strengthening of Criminal Justice System. Some 250 women attorneys have attendance in the program. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international update. An Australian woman has been jailed for life with no chance of release for at least 33 years for murdering 3 relatives and trying to kill another with a toxic mushroom meal. The jail term, one of the longest ever handed to a female offender in Australia, means Eric Pattinson, who is 50 years old, will be in her 80s before she can apply for a parole. A Supreme Court judge said Patterson's crimes were the worst category for offending and involved an elaborate cover-up. Patterson killed her in-laws Don and Gail Patterson, both 70, and Gail's sister Heather Wilkinson, 66, after serving them a toxic beef Wellington at her home in Victoria in 2023. Heather's husband, Ian Wilkinson, a local pastor, survived the meal after recovering from a coma and has ongoing health issues related to poisoning. South Korea's foreign minister will travel to the United States on Monday to help secure the return of hundreds of Koreans who were detained in Georgia last week. U.S. officials detained 475 people, more than 300 of them South Korean nationals, who they said were illegally working at a car battery plant. The facility is being built by two South Korean companies, Hyundai and LG, and is one of the largest foreign investment projects in the state. Such raids have ramped up under President Donald Trump, who has vowed to crack down hard on unauthorized immigration. But Friday's raid could become a source of tension with a key ally, South Korea, which has also promised to invest in the United States. Asian markets rose today, with Tokyo closing higher after Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba's decision to resign pushed down the value of yen. Investors were also digesting weak U.S. jobs data, while crude prices climbed after eight key members of the OPEC Plus alliance said they had agreed to again boost oil production. Tokyo's Nikkei index closed 1.5%, with Japanese exports benefiting from a slide in the yen's value. $1 brought 147.82 yen in afternoon trading, up from 147.07 on Friday. Japanese bond yields also climbed after Ishiba said Sunday he would step down after less than a year in power, heralding fresh uncertainty for the world's fourth largest economy. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country and especially in the hilly regions of the country, while the rest of the areas will remain partly cloudy. Possibility of moderate rain at some places in hilly regions and at a few places in the Tarai region remains. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi Province and Bagmati Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Curfew imposed in different areas in Kathmandu after Gen Z youth protest turns tense. The first National Women's Prosecutors Conference 2025 kicks off in the federal capital today. And an Australian woman has been jailed for life for murdering three relatives and trying to kill another with a toxic mushroom meal. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.